since we changed our deployment plan since January the 13th, we pretty much put the brakes on things. Things have started to slow down. You know, it's like you're like a hitter and on a baseball team. The hitting coach keeps telling you to stay in the box, but you want to do things your way. And you keep stepping out and you keep missing the ball. But you know what? We sat down one day, my commanders and I, and we said, you know what, we're doing something wrong. And we sat in my office one night, this is honest God's truth, probably for about 8 additional hours beyond 5 o'clock. I think we might have been there to almost 3 o'clock in the morning. And we figured it out. We started looking at maps and laying things down, and we said, you know what? We know what we're doing wrong. There should have never been one person, one commander covering the whole city in a patrol division. It's overwhelming. It's too much. That's when we divided the city into 3 sectors and we started putting things together. Our philosophy now is, if we build relationships in a community and we saturate districts, if you want to play with guns and firearms, our ability to catch you now has gone up almost 65%. The hot zone areas that we went after, crime and shootings are down 60%. We just got a major stash of narcotics the other day. We're hitting outside the city, inside the city, outside the city, inside the city. We are now chasing people into other parts of the county, but we got them on the run, and we're going after them there too. We have a strike force, and I don't care about anybody knowing about this. We have a strike force compiled of Wilmington County and state police, and we're on them, and we're working a task force. We have a multifaceted law enforcement commitment now where things are working out, and things are going to get better. They really are, because we figured it out. Now, it didn't take 12 months to get here. This was years I came in and inherited this, and people were throwing their hands up saying this is social ills. I don't believe in that. There's a multiple way we can fix this. One of the things with Cure Violence we're bringing in, we have sat down with some businesses who are willing to help us with job programs, real job programs, putting people to work, putting cash on the table. And they want to sit at the table and help develop it. And when you do the Cure Violence piece, going out mediating before violence takes place, and then you're dealing with people who are violent offenders, that's one piece, here's another piece, here's another piece. If we get the bad guys out of the way, we can work with the rest of it. And as I stated when I was at that microphone, we are going to make some changes here. And we're coming, and we're serious.